Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus, presented by the Kashrus Awareness Project in conjunction with Torah Anytime. Today, I am privileged to be joined by Rabbi Shalom Fishbane, Executive Director of ACCO and the Kashrus Administrator of the Chicago Rabbinical Council. Thank you, Rabbi Fishbane, for being here again.
Thank you.
I'm absolutely fascinated by this conversation about Starbucks, which we've spoken about twice already. One in which you gave a fascinating introduction, and the last time we spoke where you discussed what we could get as far as a black coffee, you mentioned the Americano, which is also just so enlightening. So I'd like to moving along on this very interesting and relevant topic, as far as what we can and cannot buy in Starbucks, could you talk about the other hot drinks, very, very popular drinks in general, drinks like lattes, cappuccinos. Is there any way that I could buy such a drink in a Starbucks? And if not, what are the concerns?
Sure. So we need to identify what may be the problem. So a latte is a very popular hot drink. And the way that's made is it's made on the bar. So the bar, as we identified earlier, is much easier in terms of the coffee content, the espresso. It always starts with an espresso. And then what happens is, in order to make it hot, they have right next to it what's called a wand. Okay? The wand is, it shoots out steam. They have a metal cup that they put your milk. If you're called a soldier, you'll be getting, you know, something par of milk. And they, you know, they would whip it up and make it hot, and they would mix it in with your coffee, and that would be your basic latte. You can add in flavors, you can add in other things. Mm-hmm. That's what a basic latte. Now, the problem is that the steam and the metal cup, very hot, as I just said, but they do get washed hot with treife, really real treife.
So even though the rest of the machine is contained and stays in place, but you're saying that the cup
and
comes off the machine.
It's a standalone.
It's a standalone.
And I've asked many times, by the way, any chance that you don't use these cups within 24 hours?
Right.
No, ben yomo, not everything's used.
Constantly,
many times a day. So we don't have that eino ben yomo. And I'm hearing this from baristas. They understand the halacha. They understand what I'm asking. It's not even masich vitumo. It's nemanus. So you don't have the eino ben yomos, you know, because the Shulchan Aruch Stam came eino ben yomo, unless if you know otherwise. So that's important. So it is a problem to get a latte, a hot latte, because of that, or anything steamed. There's a popular thing called steamed apple juice for the kids. There's, you know, all sorts of things you can get steamed. Anything coming steamed is a problem. Now, there is one way that you can get something. For many years, we told people that you can get something called a kitty latte. A kitty latte basically is the same sequence of making a latte, but they don't want it to get it too hot. So they made it lower temperature, l'chaira under yatzo lettuce, and you could have, it won't be so hot, but you're getting that, you know, it was good to go. Mm-hmm. Recently, as I said earlier, Starbucks keeps changing. They have a new machine, and they only have three buttons to press, you know, super hot, super duper hot, and then regular hot. You know, I don't know if that's what it's called. But the kitty latte now is the lowest.
Has been phased out?
They still have this concept of a kitty latte, but the temperature for a kitty latte is now risen to 135 Fahrenheit, which is over yatzo lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, most kosher things go with yatzo lettuce being 120. That's yatzo lettuce. So anything over that's no good. So therefore, you can no longer walk in and say, I keep kosher, can you make me a kitty latte? You know, I want it with, you know, soy milk and this and maybe some flavor. You can't do that anymore because you automatically can go over yatzo lettuce in that metal cup. And they won't do it in your cup because they don't want to burn themselves. You know, they want to do it in the
metal
cup.
I was going to ask you about bringing your own cup and asking them to put it into the
machine. Or even the cup you're ordering from. They won't do one.
When you're
dealing with steam, you know, they rightfully don't want to do anything dangerous. But there is one more way you can do it, which would be not a problem. They manually can see it rising. When they press, you know, latte, they see the temperature of your latte getting, you know, higher and higher. If you can say, for kosher reasons, please stop it at 115 degrees. And it's right there on the reader. So
and they could program it?
They can just press stop.
Uh-huh.
So there you have, you see, we give options also. There you have a way of not, be careful not to say, give me a kitty latte, because that will get to 135. But if you can say, I want a kitty latte, but I need to stop by 150 in Fahrenheit because of kosher reasons, you should be okay with that.
Or have you ever seen people do that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and they're cooperative?
Yeah. And that tells us something that's changed in that bar with lattes. They used to make all of the shots in glass shots, like a shot glass, like you have by Kiddush.
Right.
So they used to do everything. Now they change everything to doing it in your cup. The only time they're using the shot glass is what we call, is for something called a macchiato, where the espresso has to be on top. If you're not a Starbucks junkie, you won't understand what exactly the difference if the espresso shot is on the top or on the bottom, but some people want it that way. So the macchiato would be something that would be off the table because those shot glasses do get washed in the dishwashers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But a latte is off the table. At least, you know, it's not Shiloh that has Shiloh's, but a kitty latte under Yatzo lettuce that they manually stop, that should be okay.
Now, you mentioned before about it being a non-dairy drink, because really lattes are dairy. They usually have milk component.
Well,
is it
only if you want milk.
But you
can get it part.
You could get it without milk?
No. What I meant is
you
a
request
soy or almond.
A soy almond. Now, do those need hashkacha?
Absolutely.
So how do you determine if you're walking into a Starbucks?
You say, I keep kosher. Can I check if it's kosher?
So that's an important point.
Always.
Even if you're ordering this special under yatze lettuce
latte,
check. You have to make sure that the soy milk or almond milk that you're requesting.
Coconut or oats.
Or whatever replacement milk, non-dairy milk.
Yeah, it has to be kosher, and depending
kosher.
On your, and you know, if you're makan a chol yisrael, blias, a chol stam blias, so there's a lot of them have now become DE, dairy equipment. So,
and if you ask the barista, the whoever's behind the counter to take a look at the container,
they always show it to you. They always
show
it to you. It's a culture that they have. They're very interactive with the customer and they always will show you, and there's never an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're good to go with that.
Now, so that's a latte. How does the cappuccino differ from the latte, if at all?
It's just the what goes on top, the foams.
That's what it is.
It's amazing how you can take three ingredients and come out with 20 different names. That's really. It's just different. What
marketing strategy.
Okay,
maybe.
Yeah, it's very funny. Sometimes it has enough cammino, like I mentioned before about macchiato. Because they have to use the shot glass to put the espresso shot on top. But an ordinary espresso, an ordinary Americano, like we spoke earlier, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. So, moving on to another popular hot drink, which is hot chocolate.
Ooh, hot chocolate, yes. So popular.
Right.
You know, it's, again, one of those things that used to be okay, and there used to be a way to get it. The base is no longer kosher, meaning it... The base used to have some simple ingredients. They stuck the base now, the mocha, the base that they use for the hot chocolate, now has flavors and other things that require a good hechsher. It does not have any hechsher on it. So like anything else that needs a hechsher that doesn't have hechsher, you cannot buy it. And that's true for, you know, a lot of things that, Frappuccinos. Frappuccinos used to at one point have hechsher. No longer. There's no Frappuccino base. There's a coffee-based Frappuccino. There's a cream-based Frappuccino. Again, if you understand the world of Starbucks, those are two different types of drinks. Where it used to be kosher, it's no longer, the base no longer has a hechsher. Therefore, there's no Frappuccinos at a standalone Starbucks that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
There's one exception, but that's not really a Starbucks in the store. They sell in the front, and you can buy it also in your supermarket, a Frappuccino like glass bottle,
okay,
like you would buy in any airport or any refrigerated Coke, there'll be a Frappuccino Starbucks bottle that has a K on it, and that actually is under Rabbi Harlap, and he takes full responsibility. He's full esach hechsher, and therefore, if it has a K, it's usually KD. That happens to be kosher. It's not made from the same base.
Mm-hmm.
That is made in the Starbucks store.
So we were discussing a lot about the kalim and the ramifications of mixed kalim being washed together. But now it's interesting what you're pointing out. When you have a base of a drink that's totally uncertified. So the kind of the question doesn't even start. It's it's just an interesting insight that you're giving in regards to these hot drinks at the Starbucks.
Yeah, absolutely. There are several things that if the question doesn't even start.
Right.
Because the ingredients like, refreshers. I mean, there's this non-kosher stamianum in them. And there are many things, as I said earlier, the hot chocolate, there's certain things that are just simply doesn't start off as kosher, so we can't get into any part of the kalim. So that's definitely a very important. Not all Starbucks drinks are created equal.
Right, for sure not.
Yeah.
Well, this time we spoke about the hot drinks. And Mitzvah Shem, the next time we talk, I hope to discuss the cold drinks at Starbucks, and we'll see what you have to say about that. But for now, thank you again for joining us.
Pleasure.